Hey guys, it's Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill. Cleaning today? Well, not exactly my idea of fun, but wait a second. Is Fabuloso involved? Because that's different. Cleaning with Fabuloso 2x concentrated cleaner turns chores into fiestas. Fabuloso pairs twice the concentrated cleaning power with long-lasting lavender freshness. From showers to countertops, floors to doorknobs, it leaves your whole home smelling and feeling like a fresh oasis. You may never love cleaning, but you will love a home cleaned with Fabuloso. So make your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. Pick some up today at your favorite store. Fabuloso 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso original. Use as directed.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hi, I'm Margie Nomura, and welcome to another episode of our side dish, The Dream Dinner Party. This is the mini episode where we invite a guest to tell us all about their dream dinner party. This week, we have the boys from Bosch, Henry and Ian, telling us all about their dream dinner party, and they take two slightly different approaches. Just because you're best friends doesn't mean you will have the same dream dinner party. So that was quite funny. I do hope you enjoyed today's episode, and thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy you're enjoying the side dish. Without further ado, here is Henry and Ian's dream dinner party.
I love hosting dinner parties. It's so much easier because we have plant-based food. We eat plant-based food, and it's easier if we make it ourselves. It's such a great experience getting friends together and people who inspire you enjoying food. I would say we don't do it enough.
Yeah, I completely echo that sentiment. It's something that we should just do more of. I mean, dinner parties are there to be done, and we don't do them very, very often.
Do you think that's a time issue?
I would say we're so busy building our business, cooking food for the world. In a way, the world is our dinner party every single day. So that's probably part of the reason why we don't. For most people, it's an escape. But for us, it's our job. Yeah. But when we do have dinner parties, it's great fun.
I like that. The world is our dinner party. So Bosch, welcome to your dream dinner party. We're going to begin by talking about your dream guest list. Who are you going to invite to the dream dinner?
I mean, I'm guessing that most people who get asked that question would probably say really famous people who might have died or like might be alive now. But you know what? I don't know if I'm that bothered about going to a dinner party with loads of famous people. I think I'd just rather have our mates there because we don't see them enough because we're that busy and everyone's got kids now and half of them live over in Walthamstow. I think I'd rather just get an awful lot of buddies together and just chew the fat and just eat some nice food and just catch up because you might, like, for instance, invite David Beckham, but he might
is that how you'd invite
David? No, but just as he's the first person that pops into my head.
Why are you
head.
Inviting golden balls to our dinner party? I feel like I should have a veto right here.
Yeah, because, you know, he might just be quite boring. He might be quite awkward at the dinner party with a guy that you've never met before, but with all your mates, you know that the conversation is just going to run rampant for the whole evening.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to bring two of your best friends.
Yeah.
Henry, are you going to bring any celebrities to the dream dinner party?
Yeah, but I've listened to what you've said and I've taken your thoughts on board.
Beckham is disinvited.
I'm not doing Beckham.
Beckham's not covered.
I'm not doing Beckham. I mean, I'm not going to go obvious, like, you know, Einstein, who is, I'd really like to invite him, but I'm not going to do that because I feel like you'll judge me for it.
It'd be quite cool though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but this is what I'm thinking. Who would be fun and interesting for you and two of our good mates? So I would go for Jeff Goldblum. Think he's going to be a cool guy to sit around the table with. Yeah. And then I probably Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh, right?
You've got Samuel L. Jackson, Jeff Goldblum, you and me, and two of our mates. Which mates are you bringing, by the way?
I mean, I reckon probably Alex and Kwaku.
Alex and Kwaku. Okay, that sounds like a good dinner party.
It is
to
a
me.
Good dinner party, to be fair. Solid.
What do you think you're going to talk about?
Well, we're probably going to spend most of the time listening to Samuel L. Jackson with his crazy, amazing voice and then just watching Jeff Goldblum and his kind of mannerisms.
Yeah.
I imagine we'll just mostly be listening.
I reckon so. But if they did ask us any questions, we'd just be filling them in about like what we've done over the course of the last few years. As a social group, we've been on many stag do's. In fact, we were on a stag do the weekend just gone. So that, I mean, there's a lot of cool stories to come out of those kind of things. That we could.
I reckon Samuel will be into stag do stories.
Definitely.
When you're planning a dinner party, are you very organized or do you just go with the flow and see what happens on the day?
We would be organized. Yeah. We do food for a job, you know. I think any properly trained chef, when they've got a big thing to deal with, when they've got a big dinner party or when they've got 100 covers to handle, maybe they're doing a pop-up or maybe it's just their daily service, they're going to spend some time thinking about it. So we would definitely write a menu. I don't think we'd go as far as to write a prep list, but we'd know the menu, we'd know the ingredients, we'd make sure we had everything sorted and we'd give ourselves lots of time to get it all done.
Yeah.
Where are you going to host the dream dinner party?
We're going to do it in our office studio, which is in Hammersmith. It's got a beautiful kitchen we've just fitted out. It looks lovely. It's well lit. We could turn the lights to a dinner party setting, mm-hmm. so we get like mood lighting. Maybe we'll film it since we've got Jeff Goldblum and Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah, it could go on our YouTube channel.
It'd be rude not to.
Yeah, right. We could get some clips from that, I'm sure.
That would be fun.
And that seems like the perfect location.
Yeah, definitely.
The team could do the washing up.
Exactly. Perfect.
Oh, that is ideal. Yeah. Very important question. When you invite people to a dinner party, what time do you ask them for? And then actually, what time do you want them to arrive?
I reckon if the earlier the better. If you tell them 5 and they rock up at 6, then you've got like enough time to serve the food and also enough time to get a few drinks after and really catch up. So earlier the better, I reckon.
Okay, so if you invited someone for 5 and they came at 6, that's not too late.
No, that'd be fine. Because at 5, you always tell people an hour before, especially if...
Do you?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you?
I reckon.
Really? I don't think that's a universal thing, Ian.
It's kind of rude to be an hour late, isn't it? But if you're Samuel L. Jackson or Jeff Goldblum, we'll allow it.
Yeah, exactly. That would be okay.
And also, like, to begin with, maybe there's a little bit of prep that needs finishing off, so the guests could help that, and you can just have a couple of glasses of wine to get things rolling.
Give them some Vespa martinis or some Picantes.
Yeah.
Some nice, tasty, strong cocktails to get everyone warmed up.
Is that how you're going to start?
I think we'd start with cocktails,
Vespa martinis all day.
What is a Vespa martini?
It's basically just straight alcohol from James Bond with a little twist of lemon.
Oh, is that what he has?
Yeah, so it's 60 millilitres of gin, 20 millilitres of vodka, 10 millilitres of vermouth with a twist of lemon, and it's like super cold. And it's Vespa, was James Bond's first girlfriend. And Ian Fleming, the writer of James Bond, is accredited with the creation of that cocktail.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Very strong. Any more than 2 of those and you aren't going to remember them the next day.
Are you going to serve canapés when people arrive?
Do you know what I really like? I like those Torres crisps.
Oh, yeah.
You know those ones?
Yeah, the truffle ones.
Yeah, they're absolutely mental. So those and some olives.
Mm. You've got to have little nibbles, haven't you?
You've got to have little nibbles. Yeah.
Realistically, we would always do this based on Bosch recipes. That's one of the nice things about having like a repertoire of maybe 600-700 recipes is we can just like play all our own hits.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
When you're entertaining, do you like the guests to like come and talk to you when you're in the kitchen, or are you very much in the zone and Samuel L. Jackson needs to stay out of the kitchen?
We would have everything pre-prepped.
Okay.
So after spending some time with Derek Sarno, we've been round to his house for dinner a few times. He's a very big plant-based chef, created this food brand called Wicked Kitchen. And one of the things I think we learned from him is just have everything pre-prepared. Yeah. So we would have done all of the cooking way before the guests have even got there. And either it's all ready and just being kept warm, or it's all in baking trays ready to just reheat. So I think we're doing minimum cooking because we want time with Jeff Goldblum, Samuel L. Jackson, Kwaku and Alex.
Okay, so it's now time to sit down for the starter. How are you going to kick off the dream dinner party?
Ooh, I think, do you know what? King oyster mushroom scallops is a good one. So king oyster mushroom scallops are basically the stems of king oyster mushrooms cut into like 1-inch chunks, and then you fry them off with vegan butter and olive oil with a few like flavorings like caper brine and lemon juice and maybe a little bit of nori to impart a bit of fishy flavor into it. And then you serve those with maybe some really, really creamed potatoes and some, I don't know, maybe some basil oil over the top of that. That's a really posh, nice way to kick off a dinner party.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Yum.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay. What's everyone drinking at this stage?
At this point, so you're into wine territory. Mm. We've been through the cocktails. You've had a few to just warm you up. So now it's thinking about some really nice, obviously we'd go for vegan wines, even some biodynamic wines, just to, you know, be a little bit posh, have something that is going to hopefully give you less of a hangover, because I think they do.
So what is a vegan wine?
Vegan wine is made without isinglass. So isinglass is essentially mushed up fish guts that they use to remove sediment. It's like a really old process from way, way, way back in the day. And it's a process that was very necessary back in the day, but isn't necessary now because there's more modern techniques. But some of the really old vineyards in France would probably still use those techniques.
Okay. How do you know if they are?
You just have to either read the label or Google it.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward. And now that we've been doing this, eating this way for about 7 years, you just get to know. Okay. You just kind of remember. Yeah. It's also the case for beer as well, although we're not serving beer at the dinner party, I don't think.
Are you aware of the app Vivino?
No.
So Vivino is essentially like an app that you, it rates wine. So you get the app and you scan the label and it will give you a score based on what other people have drunk that wine have given it. So I think if we were going to serve wine at our dinner party, it would have to be at least a 4.4 or above.
Okay, out of five.
Five is unheard of. The highest score ever posted, or the highest average score posted on Vivino is 4.6. Ooh. So 4.4 is like a damn good wine.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
What got a 4.6?
Probably something insanely expensive and very rare.
Yeah. Okay, so the oyster mushroom scallops have been eaten, very much enjoyed. It's now time for the main course. What are you going to serve?
So we're trying to wow these people, right? And all of the guests that we've got thus far as I'm aware, either mindful meaties or flexitarians, right? So we're going to try and wow them with what we can create with plants. We've already had the oyster mushroom scallops to begin, so that's kind of the surf. So I feel like we're going to, for the turf, we're going to be in the world of barbecue, and we're going to create essentially a giant barbecue platter, which is lots of different kinds of plant-based meat, but often they won't be meat, so they'll be made with vegetables. So mushrooms, we've got some mushrooms in there. We're going to use jackfruit to create this incredible pulled pork effect. We're going to use some seitan to give this lovely kind of steaky protein. We're going to have everything slathered in barbecue sauce. We're going to have a coleslaw. We're going to have some chunky chips. Mm. And essentially, it's a proper barbecue spread.
Oof. Delicious.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yes.
Also, I like the phrase mindful meaty.
Mindful meaty. Yeah, well, they probably are. Or maybe they're not mindful. I don't know. But they seem quite mindful. Jeff Goldblum is mindful. Sam Jackson is definitely mindful.
Yeah, no, they seem very mindful. Yeah. Okay, that sounds incredible. What are you going to serve for pudding?
Mm. Oh, do you know what? We made something on Bosch not so long ago, which was really good. It was an apple pie crumble. So it's like you've got apple pie filling with like this really, really nice crumble on the top, and you serve that with kind of like vanilla custard or indeed vanilla ice cream, vegan obviously. And that's just like a nice wholesome way to round up what would have been a really lovely dinner.
Mm. And then the all important thing is at least one espresso martini to finish, right? So everybody, instead of going for that espresso and then it's time to go to sleep, it's like espresso martini. Let's go out and see what's happening in London.
I was going to ask, what happens after the Dream Dinner Party? You're going out.
Well, I think, look, we've been in this studio for a few hours. We've had a great time. We've had a chat. We've had the lovely oyster sculpts to start. We've had this kind of barbecue platter, which has been delicious. We've had a little bit of apple crumble to finish. And then we rock on to our espresso martinis. Then I think we're probably going to get the tube. Because obviously you take those guys on the tube.
Yeah.
You're not going to take them in a cab. That's too obvious.
Yeah.
So get them on the tube. See what happens with the
imagine
looks.
The other people on the tube.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
would be so fun.
And then I think we go to Leicester Square. Go for a stroll around Soho.
Yeah.
Pop into a few bars. Maybe the French bar. Do you know, is it called French House on Dean Street where they serve like French wine and French beer? There's a cool pub just down the way called the Coach and Horses.
Yeah.
Probably take them there and then maybe we go and see what's happening on Leicester Square.
Do you think you go dancing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Potentially. Yeah. But you never know, we might not even finish in Leicester Square. We might head over to Shoreditch, see what's happening over there as well.
Yeah.
There's always some fun to be had over there.
We started west, then we went central, then we go east.
Exactly.
Yeah, nice.
But regardless, it's going to be a big night. That's
big
all
night,
we know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 a.m. finish.
Amazing. Thank you so much. That was your dream dinner party.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So there we have it. The Bosch dream dinner party is over. The food has been eaten. The guests have gone home. I do hope you enjoyed today's episode. And make sure you're subscribed to catch all episodes of the dream dinner party and also Desert Island Dishes. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Call Florida has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what they said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.